The Ketchikan School Board on Wednesday voted unanimously to support a Saxman resolution calling for continued improvements in educational opportunities for Native students. Lee Wallace of the Organized Village of Saxman spoke during public comment. He says there already has been some progress. For example, Wallace says that Fawn Mountain Elementary School officials have met with local Native leaders to talk about developing new before and after school programs.
So, Bob, I think you have a real fine principal over at Fawn Mountain. He wants to go above and beyond what's required. I know you guys have a action plan for each school, and so he really does want to go beyond that. So I'm really kind of excited to continue to work with Principal Alonzo.
Wallace recently attended a National Indian Education Association meeting. He quoted one of the speakers.
One of the keynote speakers was very passionate about what he had to implore to the attendees of the meeting. He said, whether you're an educator, a leader, or a teacher, or in this case, a board, a school board, he said it's imperative that you be on fire for education. He said there's no room to be lukewarm.
Wallace says progress will be made through cooperation. He acknowledged the frustrations that some parents of Native children might feel, but says that focusing on the negatives is not the way to move forward. Wallace also is a member of the district's Indian Policies and Procedures Committee. During board discussion of the topic, board member Dave Timmerman moved to adopt a resolution in response to Saxman's resolution. However, he and the board then agreed a resolution should come from the district's IPP committee.
I understand where the Native community is coming from. I think that with this IPP committee and the possible Indian Education Committee or board that we'll put together and maybe attach to that or ride together, I think with the work that that committee is going to do, we might again be putting the cart before the horse if we were to make our own resolution. I don't mind supporting this resolution as a board member because I can agree with it. But as far as us crafting something else, I'm not really for creating a new resolution unless it's just in support of the one that's already written.
Board member Misty Archibald suggested that the board amend the motion to instead vote to support Saxman's resolution. That passed unanimously. Also Wednesday, changing the structure of school board meetings was a topic. The board agreed to consider a suggestion from Superintendent Robert Boyle that would maintain twice-monthly meetings. The change would be in the agendas for each of the meetings. Boyle suggests that the first meeting of each month be dedicated to business items. The second meeting then could have ample time for work sessions and presentations, plus any last-minute business items that might come up. Boyle says he'll work on some more concrete plans for board consideration. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.